all questions regarding the independent governance committee, we just will refer it to the independent governance committee. So don't ask us what we think about. It's a duty of Professor Piet. On the press release, by the way, you have all the contacts you need if you have any information whatsoever. Well, then let's start. Please, first question. Just a second.
Yeah, my name is Abdelaziz Abu Hamar. I'm coming from Qatar. We just want to thank Mr. President for the briefing today. And I think my question is just one word. And hello? My question is just one word. Sorry, just to stop that. That's right. My question is one word, but I have to just give you a small briefing. Thank you very much again for this introduction. We could see FIFA is very much keen about keeping the football, international football family intact and protected. From, you know, Qatar has taken World Cup 2022, and from time to time, media keep saying that's fine, that even media in Europe and everywhere elsewhere in the world, they are just raising false allegations against FIFA, against the president himself. So we don't worry about that. Mr. Hassan Zawadi, the general secretary of the higher committee Qatar 2022, recently in Aspire for Sport said, we are expecting that attacks on Qatar 22 from the media and rumors and allegations to be until 2022 itself. Now we are asking the FIFA president, if a member from the FIFA family, an official member from the FIFA family, and keep every time, like the Australian Football Federation president, he keeps every time just attacking the other member in the FIFA football family. Why FIFA family does not take an action against a member of the FIFA family? Not the media. We don't care about the media, what the media say. They keep just back. As I said, it's there is false allegation against the FIFA president himself. So why we FIFA is not keen in this case to keep is keen to protect the FIFA family and say, okay, you are the president of Australian Football Federation. If you have anything against Qatar 2022, you please come with your evidence and produce it, and then we investigate. And thank you for your patience, Mr. President.
Thank you anyway for your question, and I will answer it in English. I think it will be more comfortable for you. And I'm happy about this question, and I have repeatedly said yesterday and today that we in FIFA, the government of FIFA, we are a government that is united, and when decision have been taken by this government, and the decision shall be implemented and applied. And I had the opportunity also to speak the other day with His Highness Sheikh Jassim about the World Cup 2022. And I can tell you the decision taken by the FIFA Executive Committee on the 2nd of December in the year 2010 to give the World Cup 2018 to Russia and 2022 to Qatar will stand. And I don't know who can change this decision. And if you ask people inside the FIFA, if there is members, there will be members in future, members of the executive committee, after the meetings we have had yesterday and today, they will go on with such declarations, and then I personally will intervene. I cannot stop all the family of FIFA if they have something to say. I know what has happened in Australia, but this incident with Australia and together with the Qatari football or the state of Qatar has been closed in the meantime. So let's look forward with confidence into these two World Cups. And I just want to repeat also what I have said in the past. The World Cup shall be accessible to all cultures. And it was time, and this has been said just before we made the decision on the World Cup in South Africa. I met at that time the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. He is now the King, King Abdullah. And he told me at that time, I know that you want to go with the World Cup to South Africa because that is where Africa is, because Morocco was the other contender. And I said, yes, you are right, Majesty or Royal Highness. And he told me, but one day, President, you should envisage to give the World Cup also to the Arab world. And here we are, the World Cup in the Arab world, and we are going to do this World Cup in the Arab world.
Thank you very much, Anuri. Thank you very much for that, Mr. President.
Jens Weinreich, freelance journalist. Just to clarify your answer to the so-called question about Qatar, do I understand it right that you don't care about the past, that you don't want to know who has probably paid bribes and who has gotten bribes, but that you will penalize all members of the FIFA family who wants to know how Russia and Qatar have secured the World Cup? Is that right?
Ceci est totalement faux. I say it in English for you as well. It's totally wrong. I haven't said that. I have only said we cannot go back to the past, we cannot change it, and I can say only regrets for the past. That's what I have said.